Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous two Mishnayot, we mentioned restrictions that the rabbis put around the time of holidays of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that when people worship idols. We're going to mention all different dates that were kept in the times of the Mishnah, but the rabbis elaborate and they say that, of course, that's only within the context of their times, and if there are idol worshipping ceremonies that happen nowadays, other religious holidays, they would apply, of course, as well. Tosfot very famously comments that these restrictions don't apply nowadays. The idol worshippers are not as committed as they once were. So therefore, the transactions that we do, the business dealings that we do, are not going to really lead them to pray to their gods and to celebrate in a more devoted manner. So therefore, Tosfot says these restrictions don't really apply nowadays. But we'll list the days that were restricted in times of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ve'elu edehen shel ovdei kochavim. These are the holidays of the idol worshippers that were subject to the restrictions we mentioned in the first two Mishnayot. Kalenda, which is a holiday that lasts for 8 days after the shortest day of the year. Ustarnuda, which was a holiday that lasted 8 days before the shortest day of the year. Keratesim. Keratesim is the anniversary of Rome's victory over the Greeks. Ve'yom Ginusya Shel Melachim, the anniversary of the crowning of the emperor of Rome. Ve'yom Haleda, the birthday of that emperor. Ve'yom Hamita, the anniversary of his death. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is all the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'achamim omrim, kol mita sheyesh ba'serefa, yesh ba'avodah zarah, v'she'en ba'serefa, en ba'avodah zarah. But Hachamim argue on that last one about the anniversary of his death, which would be, as our rabbis comment, during the lifetime of his son, his successor, they would always honor the father. But says Hachamim against Rabbi Meir, no, not automatically do we say that the death of the emperor that was observed year to year is a holiday of the Avodah Zarah. Only a death of an emperor that followed with the burnings of his personal belongings. That's a commemoration of Avodah Zarah. They had an emperor who was so worshipped and so beloved that they said nobody else is worthy of using all of his possessions, so they would burn everything. Only that type of anniversary of the death of that type of emperor is Avodah Zarah. But the death of an emperor that does not accompany the burning of all of his possessions, that is not commemorated as Avodah Zarah, and therefore the restrictions mentioned beforehand would not apply. All the holidays we mentioned over here are national holidays celebrated by the entire nation. And when our rabbis prohibited in the first Mishnah dealings with Ovdei Avodah Zarah on that day and the 3 days beforehand, it was talking about national holidays. Here we'll list personal holidays which are treated not as severely. Yom Tiglachat Zekano Ublorito, the day that an idol worshipper shaves his beard or his hair, the idol worshippers, when they would shave, which was usually once a year, they would cut it off and they would celebrate it as a personal holiday. And they would leave a piece called the Belorit uncut, a small piece. So they would celebrate that as their own personal holiday. Yom She'ala Bo Min Hayam, or the day that a person safely got back from a sea voyage. Yom She'atza Bo Min Bet HaAsurim, or the day that somebody left prison. Ve'oved Kochavim She'asa Mishte Libno, or an idol worshiper who made a wedding for his son. Eno asur ela oto hayom. The only forbidden practice in business with that person would be the day of his celebration, but not the 3 days beforehand. Ve'oto ha'ish bilvad, and the prohibition of doing business is only that man specifically. It's not a national holiday. So therefore, it would be permissible to even deal with that idol worshipper before the day of observance. And it's permissible to deal with anybody else, even on that day, other idol worshippers, because it's not their holiday.